joined in the studio right now by Dennis Limita, who is the Township Supervisor, Marquette Township Supervisor. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Morning.
And we're having you in on kind of short notice, I realize, because you had a meeting last night, or sort of a meeting might almost be too formal of a word, but it's a process that you're starting in Marquette Township to get township residents involved in the strategic planning process. First meeting last night. How'd it go?
Well, I'll tell you, Walt, we had probably about 25 people show up last night, and I think that was a real good turnout for the first kickoff of the strategic planning process. And that's why we're trying to get the word out and encourage as many people as possible to come out to the next couple of meetings. We've got April 15th and April 19th scheduled to just receive input from township residents. But the first one went well.
What were some of the things that you heard in terms of what were folks looking to hear that would be addressed in the plan?
From this initial go around, I would say roads are a key issue, and part of that is the misperception. I mean, people need to understand that the township does not own any roads. It's a county thing, but roads are definitely an issue, and not only for our township, but across the state of Michigan. But there's also a lot of talk about recreational opportunities, and we're really talking about what the vision will look like. What do you want to see when you pull into Marquette Township 10 years from now and 20 years from now?
Let's talk a little bit about a background here. How did you get to coming to this decision to really open it up like this? Has this been the standard protocol, or are you just trying to let people know more about it?
It's a great question. You know, and they have held strategic planning open meetings in the past. In fact, when you look at the past strategic plans, 2004, 2007, 2009, and 10, as I came on board as a supervisor and looking at those plans, a lot of the projects that were in there had been carried through from strategic plan to strategic plan, and those were developed with public input. But unfortunately, such a small group of township residents actually participated in the process that there were meetings where they had no one show up. And that's why we're running the ad in the paper, why we're trying to get as much information out as possible to really encourage. We've got almost 5,000 residents in the township, and if they want 7 people to make the decision of what their future is going to like, we can certainly do that, but we'd prefer to have as much representation from the township as possible.
Well, fundamentally, it is sort of the model of the government there, that it should be representative. This is a good way to do it. It's interesting when we look at this from my perspective. I've seen a lot of groups, municipalities, school districts, whatnot. They'll announce these meetings. People may not turn up. And then when the board or whatever group is ready to make a decision, then there's a groundswell of either protest or something against it. You're really looking to prevent that this time around, correct?
Absolutely. I'll tell you, if you look at what happened prior to and leading up to the recall of some board of trustee members that occurred last year in the township, a lot had to do with things that were in the strategic plan and had been for several years, but all of a sudden residents woke up to the fact that they were moving through. It was the well project as well as the township fire hall complex, and when they saw that, they came out to stop the project. But what happens when that occurs is that we've already invested, you know, a great deal of money, and we lose opportunities that were grants and low cost financing opportunities when you stop a project. So now you've expended $500,000 or $1 million that suddenly doesn't account for anything if you do not move forward with the project when you stop it at the 11th hour. We're going to avoid that by trying to get more input from people at this stage of the process.
We're joined in the studio this morning, Dennis Limita, Marquette Township Supervisor, joining us after a meeting last night, or a session, a public input session, to get the comments from the public, from township residents, about the process of strategic planning for the township. And it sounds like, Dennis, it was off to a pretty good start last night.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of things we heard: roads, snow plowing, street sweeping, curbs, sidewalks. I mean, this is the opportunity for the residents really to come out and tell us, what's your hot button issue? What do you need as a resident of the township? Where do you want us to spend your monies at? And we got some of that last night, and that was good.
So as we look now ahead, you've got several sessions coming up. What is kind of the rundown with that?
Well, we've got the next couple sessions are still really looking to pull in public input. And I'll make the appeal one more time to, I'd love to see every unique neighborhood in the township represented at these meetings. If folks would just get together, talk to their neighbors, talk about some of the key issues that they see for their neighborhood or what they see for the township, and send at least one representative to the next couple sessions so that we can hear from the majority of residents what they want, what's their vision for this township 20 years from now, 10 years from now, 5 years from now. And we'll be able to plan as a board accordingly.
It really seems to me like, in particular, there is a genuine, sincere effort to do this. This is not some, you know, some sort of dog and pony show just to put it up there. You guys are really serious that you want the township members, township residents, to come out and tell you what's on their minds.
It's true, and I mean, we've joked about going door to door if we have to, and I was hoping it wouldn't come to that, but last night was promising. 25 people come out for the first meeting, and I hope we see 50 or more at the next couple of meetings. April 15th again, April 19th, April 15th at the fire hall, the 19th is the township hall, and then we'll be having a couple of meetings with the facilitator, who's great, by the way, MSU Extension, Rita Hodgins, really does a nice job running these meetings.
Well, that again is coming up on Thursday, April 15th, 6 o'clock at the township fire hall, Monday, April 19th at 6 p.m. at the township hall. There will also be some board sessions then, April 26th and April 29th at 6 p.m. We'll keep reminding you about that here. And have information posted to our websites and to our blogs as well. Dennis, I guess, you know, just to wrap it up, really the word is for township residents, don't miss this opportunity.
This is it. This is the golden opportunity to shape the future for this board and for succeeding boards, because we want to get this thing down, and this is our roadmap for the future. We need to hear where you want us to go.
Dennis Limito with us this morning, Township Supervisor, Marquette Township. And I'm sure that if they have questions, comments, contact the Township Hall as well. If they can't make a meeting or whatnot, but you'll be happy to hear from folks.
We can accept phone calls, emails, go to the website, and let us hear what your hot button issues are, and we'll act accordingly.